answered to almighty this. Oh, yes. I have triumphed over thee within. Oh, death, not for my heart's sweet poignancy, nor for my happy body's bliss alone. I have claimed from thee the living succubus, but for his work and mine, our sacred charge. Our lives are God's messengers beneath the star, to dwell under death's shadow. They have come, tempting God's light to earth for the ignorant race.
Thank you.
But to the woman, "Death," the god replied, "O human face, put off mind-painted masks. The animal be the worm that nature meant. Accept thy future and birth, thy narrow life." But Savitri replied to mighty Death, "My heart is wiser than the reason's thought. My heart is stronger than thy bonds, O Death. It sees and feels the one heartbeat in all. It feels the high transcendent sunlight hand."
Thank you.
death bowed his sovereign head in cold assent. I give to thee, saved from death and pregnant fate, whatever once the living Satyavan desired in his heart for Savitri. Return, O child, to thy forsaken earth. But Savitri replied, thy gifts resist. Earth cannot flower if lonely I return.
Thank you.
then death once more sent forth his angry cry. What knowest thou of earth's sleep and changing light? Who thinks that one man did all joy must cease? But solitary replies to the vague God, give me back such a one, my only Lord. Thy thoughts are vacant to my soul that feels the deep eternal truth in transient things. Thus, with armed speech, the great opponent stole.
Thank you.
spirit away. And she, behind, was leader of their march. And they, in front, were followers of her will. Death walked in front of her, and Satyavan in the dark front of death, a fading star. Above was the unseen balance of his fate.